And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys, and we're glad you're here, man. It's Father's Day weekend edition, and we touched on probably way too many gifts because it might be too late to get one by the time you hear this.
No, so, I don't know about that, but because there's a couple things here we didn't get to talk about, and if you don't mind, I'd like to segue into that. I said cool duffel because I take a lot of trips, right, like you. My kids, I'm swallowing jerky, sorry. My kids bought me a beautiful leather, I'm going to call it a duffel bag, but it's kind of an executive suitcase that looks like a duffel bag. It's got compartments all over, and it's really cool. But it's not the same as having just a bag you can throw a bunch of junk in and zip it and go.
Right.
Not a go bag necessarily, but it could be a go bag.
What's that mean? I don't know what a go bag is.
Like a bug out bag when you got a... And you got to throw your pistol and a bunch of cash and some.
Oh yeah, you know, right. I just forgot that I did that just last week.
Some grenades in a bag and head out of the state. You know,
what the hell?
A go bag. You know, like what you carry for emergencies. You have something stashed with your one of your pistols and some ammo and cash and in case you have to leave in an emergency because there's an emergency.
Right.
It's not the same. I'm a sheepdog.
Okay? Where are we going with this?
Well, my son Jordan gave me a cool duffel bag. Alex, one of them. God, I can't even remember. But I had to go somewhere recently, and I just needed a bag. And my fancy leather bag is nice, but I can't put quite enough in it. And I just want one big hole I can throw stuff in, zip it up.
Yep.
That is so handy.
Right.
And for some reason, I've got all sorts of bags, but never had just a basic small, medium duffel bag that you can take for a day or two.
And you want a good one because you can put a lot of weight in that thing in a hurry, and you don't want those handles to stitching to rip and all that other stuff. Yeah.
So
I got
just
a couple of those.
So
that
I'm just
I use.
Saying a cool duffel bag might be something Dad doesn't have. Another thing that's really cool that Dad won't buy himself that I finally bought myself, but... You don't tend to want to spend $100 on yourself. I mean, I don't. I'm cheap. A Panama Jack hat.
Yep.
They're just so nice. If you know your hat size, and I got a big one, double X.
Well, that's why yours was expensive.
A Panama Jack. Made in America. It's a beautiful hat. It's vented. It's cool in the summer. Keep you from getting skin cancer, maybe.
Right.
Yep. Which is it's a concern.
Sure.
For us geezers.
That ought to be covered by your insurance card. You
it
know what?
Be.
A Panama
should
hat.
Be.
Yeah.
Be smart too.
Yeah.
Another thing I wouldn't buy myself
you.
That my wife bought me was a pair of these nice Keen sandals.
Oh yeah, they're durable. They're
they
really
are.
Durable.
They are. They're
comfortable
you know,
too.
$150 probably. Maybe $100. I don't know, but they just got a quick little zip draw on them, so you can slip in and out of them. I wear these all the time.
Yep.
I would not buy them for myself. And this is just me personally. You know, it's not maybe your father, your husband, whatever, wouldn't want one, but I bet he would if you put them on.
Yeah. So. Oh, they're super comfortable. I got a pair of them too. Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Anyway, that's it for Father's Day.
Well, okay. So what about Father's Day on the grill? What do you like, man? You're a dad. You got five of them little youngins running around this world.
Little, they're not little.
Nermlets. You got nermlets. You got grand nermlets now.
Two of them are bigger than me.
Yeah, well, I understand. Yep.
I want them to
and
take
the
care
other
of
ones
it.
Are smarter.
I want. So. They're all smarter.
Yeah.
I want them to take care of it. I don't want a grill thing.
Right. But what do you like? What are you going to tell them you want, man?
I'm happy. You know what? I made homemade friggin' Coney dogs the other night. I'm happy with a hot
dog.
On,
you put those on our website.
I'm happy with a hot dog.
Yeah, if you get one that snaps, that's even better, man. I love a natural casing dog. Those are, I mean, you get those grilled up and that casing is almost a little crisp when you eat that. Ooh, that's really good. Did you use your Cincinnati chili on it?
No, I made it from scratch.
Oh,
I made
scratch chili.
Coney sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used Rachel Ray's recipe online.
How'd that go?
Oh, it was really good.
Good.
I love Ray.
Did
Rachel
you use
Ray.
Rachel Ray's recipe and then make it Bob's recipe like you do every other recipe? You probably did put some other Bob stuff on there. I'm betting a little extra hot sauce that really wasn't in it to begin with.
Why you got to do that?
I'm just asking, man. Did I call you out? Does that make you feel bad?
Why?
I know what's going on over there.
Why you got to do that?
Yeah, because that's how you roll. So
they were still good.
Yeah, right. Steak toppers, man. My favorite thing on the grill, bar none. I can make hundreds of things that I've made on the grill. Bar none is the porterhouse steak on a charcoal grill to medium rare.
With
is
some
awesome.
Sautéed mushrooms and onions. That's
right.
All I need.
That's exactly. Little baked
that,
tater and yeah, a
that
and
a nice
toss
glass
salad.
Of cab sauv and I'm
yeah,
good.
Right, exactly. But I spoiled my bride by making a Borzen cheese topper. And I took and roasted off some garlic. And Borzen cheese is garlicky anyway. But I
some
wanted,
of them are.
Right, but I wanted it really garlicky. Right? So I cooked off on a smoker. One time when I had the smoker going, I put like 6 heads of garlic in there and made the garlic butter. Cut them in half.
Love it.
Leave them open. And then you just press them out of the head of the garlic, and you got garlic butter. It's just pure garlic. But mixed about a third that and 2/3 of the Borzen cheese.
So Borzen cheese you'll find in the dairy case, but it's in a round sort
it's, well,
of
it's
foil,
in a square box, but
foil container. It's in a square box.
Yeah. But a round foil
looks,
container.
But it looks kind of like whipped cream and cream cheese.
Yeah, and they've got one that's got scallions in it. And it's really, really good. And you mix that garlic with it. And then I got the steak done. The grill's off if it's gas. It's pulled off the grill if it's charcoal, which is what I prefer. And I cover it. I tent it with a piece of tin foil. And, Bob and I are both big fans of letting your steak rest for 5 to 10 minutes before you put it on anybody's plate. The juices just all go back in the right place.
No brainer.
But you put a lump of that, not thick lump, but almost a spread of it on top of that steak, tent it over with a piece of tin foil, and just let that stuff run all over it. You know, Ruth Chris does it with butter, right? But
yeah,
Job does it with
yeah.
Borzen cheese and garlic.
I think Ruth's Chris actually dips your steak in butter.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right before it hits that sizzling plate. But my point is that topper, she is spoiled on that. And it changes the flavor of the meat because you're getting a pretty strong garlic and goat cheese. Goat cheese always got a little tang to it, right? And the garlic on there, but oh, God, is that good. And it's a simple little 2-ingredient topper. Is all it is, and it keeps. That's the cool thing, is you can mix the stuff all up and put it in the refrigerator. It'll keep for a month. If you keep it cold, you just take a lump of it out of there and put it on each steak right when you pull them off the grill. Just fantastic. Don't do it on the grill because it'll melt too quick. And what are you doing? It'll melt too quick, and then we end up with a mess and a little fire up on the grill. So do it after. But
another one is a horseradish sour cream. That's really good. And that's you'll find that it used to get it like at Duba's or a good prime rib steakhouse.
Right.
And that's just a really basic thing. It's just horseradish, literally, and sour cream.
Prepared horseradish. I mean, in a jar, right?
Yeah.
Stuff that's got a little liquid on it.
Yep.
And
caramelize some onions. That's also really good. A little garlic blue cheese butter.
Same thing.
So
that's something to let the butter.
Garlics you've got.
Yep. Let the butter come to room temperature,
yep.
Mix the garlics in it, and then roll it in a wax paper to make it look like a cigar.
Like a big doobie.
Right. And then what you want to do is, when you use that garlic blue cheese butter,
you cut it into medallions.
You got to
put it back in the fridge.
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah, and chill it back down so it's firm. But you want to cut that in medallions like a little medallion. Yeah, I'll just stay with that. Here we go, Bob. We got one more segment, brother. It's Man Law coming up next. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Man law number 14. When your friend picks up a hot girl, and this is for all you single guys out there, or at least guys in that are still playing the field. When your friend picks up a hot girl, however the hot girl has an ugly friend.
Wingman.
It is only right that you operate as a wingman, doing whatever it is you got to do to help your buddy have some time alone with this girl. As men, we are obligated to sacrifice and pay it forward for each other, knowing that the favor will one day be repaid. That's a single guy man law. Man law!
Right. Yes, it is. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank our buddy Tim Sobey for providing some beverage and some jerky sticks today. I've had a lot of fun with both of these today that we're here. And you know Tim. He's always generous. And
yep.
he runs a great shop.
Good father. One of his daughters lives out by me.
Yeah?
Yep. And,
I asked him if he's going to his cottage this weekend, and he said, nope.
Oh, no.
We're having Father's Day.
No.
One of his daughters is having him over.
Out by me.
Yep. And they're all going to be there and have it noon. And I hope you guys are, too. Those of you that have children that are listening, spend some time with them.
Those of you that have fathers.
Right. Spend some time with them. Spend some time with them and enjoy it, because it's that one time of year where you get to pause and reflect, have a little bit of fun, eat something good on the grill, create some grill envy in your neighborhood, man. This is what you can do. That's one of the reasons why you listen to Grilla Guys, I hope, right? Not really sure.
Probably the only reason.
Right. But, yeah, right. Grill envy is good.
So what are some other good Father's Day gifts you could think of?
You know?
Big sigh.
I know. I want time and attention.
I don't need
physical things anymore. I got so much junk around my house. And, you all know I recently got married. I'm coming up on my one-year anniversary on August 8th. And, man, that whole getting married when you're my age and purging shit, it felt good. It felt really good, right? And I just want to get – I had to get rid of stuff, so I don't need more stuff. I want time and I want enjoyment, right? And that's a – to me, that's a cheap gift, but it's invaluable. It's just invaluable to me. So, and I'm enjoying my new two stepsons. They're great guys, and I won't see them this Father's Day. I'm not their dad, but you know what? If when they come around, I really enjoy their company. Really enjoy.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm fortunate because my kids come home. Well, I mean, like my boys are home now from the military. Yeah. So this year,
all of us.
Yeah, you
because,
don't have to.
They're an active duty guys.
Yep. Yeah. So this year will be the first year we've all been together for Father's Day in some time.
Nice.
So it's going to be really nice.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's just what you want to do. So God bless you. I hope you and your father have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
See ya.